and welcome to the Building the Skills Bridge podcast series hosted by your Women of Cisco board members.
In this series, we will be joined by a special guest each episode from some of the UK and Ireland's top STEM companies.
We'll be speaking around topics that cover the key soft and interpersonal skills the STEM industry is looking for in employees, as well as how to drive success with your personal career.
This series is designed to help upskill and inform anybody already in their career or looking to join the STEM industry with hints and tips on how to incorporate each topic into your CV or interviews. My name is Rhiannon.
My name is Louise.
My name is Elizabeth.
My name is Debbie. Now let's get into the episode.
Hello and welcome to the Building the Skills Bridge podcast series and this episode of Be Able to Recognise the Value You Bring. My name is Rhiannon and I am a final year degree apprentice working in Thousand Eyes Partner Marketing at Cisco.
And my name is Debbie Hunter. I work in business operations and I lead Women of Impact for the UK and Ireland.
Today we are really excited to be joined by Alexandra from BT. But Alexandra, we will be calling you Alex for the rest of this podcast. Would you like to introduce yourself further and give us an overview of your career history?
Well, good morning, good afternoon, good evening, ladies of Cisco and beyond. My name's Alexandra Foster and I'm currently a director in a brand new division in BT called Division X. You could see me almost making that X sign. Hopefully, even though it's a podcast, you can imagine myself making that sign. But you asked me about my career, Rhiannon, and I've really had, in a sense, sort of two careers. The first part of my career, I would probably sum up as being on the client side, as it were. A career where I grew trading desks from the voice in the UK to globally when we had the inflection of markets and technology. So building out electronic and algorithmic trading to innovating with regulatory change to helping create and formate some of the newest exchanges to create competition in markets like Chi-X and Turquoise in collaboration with lots of other banks. And that was an exciting time. It was an exciting time of change. It was an exciting time to be able to go on a journey as the markets changed and we had that piece around regulation, that piece around technology, the piece around markets all coming together to be able to create change and innovation. The second part of my career has been very much on what I probably describe as the partner side here at BT. And I've had roles across sales and strategy, business development, and now, you know, leadership. And that's been across horizontal roles, where I've moved to be able to acquire skills and then, you know, several promotions within that. There's been some core themes throughout all of those roles around reinvigoration and reinvention, starting with the sort of Radiance team and then moving into a sort of strategy and business development role, bringing three different businesses together to create our financial technology services unit. Then taking on an unloved sector and seeing how we could then start loving that sector and growing that. And from there, I grew and took on leadership roles across financial services, across payments, across wealth management, then across all of the manufacturing piece to today, where BT is investing in a brand new division to scale and commercialize the newest emerging technologies like 5G, IoT, artificial intelligence, drones, the metaverse and more, and being able to craft and create solutions for customers to be able to transform their business. So just as customers have transformed their business, hopefully you can see as I've articulated my own little CV journey there, I've transformed myself along the way.
Yeah. Geez, is that all you've done, Alex? What a journey. It's great to hear the variety in your background, but you can also see those common threads that you've pulled through. There's been a kind of fintech flavour to a lot of what you've done, but you've obviously grown in multiple different directions throughout your career journey. So today is all about be able to recognise the value that you bring as an individual. So what does recognising the value you bring mean to you and your current position within BT?
Well, I think if we step back just for a moment, if that's okay, ladies, you know, there are things that we take for granted of ourselves because we do them easily. And therefore we think everybody can do them easily.
Yeah.
But actually, what's easy for you might not be easy for another person. So, you know, when we think about value, actually, we should almost sort of flip the question, you know. And I like to sort of think about and talk to people about, what's your superpower?
Mm-hmm.
Because that is the other side of that equation about your value, you know. And when you start to think about what's your superpower, well, actually, you know, ask yourself those questions. What's unique to you? What is your strength? What are the skills that you know that you provide? And what are the talents that you have got? And once you start to be able to look in the mirror yourself, and that's quite often hard, you can then start to think about the value that you provide to society, or the value that you provide to an employer, the value that you provide to your family. And those are your differentiators. But actually, it's easy saying it, but it's hard to do. And actually, you know, you need to carve out some time. And we all know that most of us are time poor. And so actually just carving out that time for yourself so that you can think about your value might actually seem selfish, but actually it will mean that you're investing in yourself and that you are helping your company to grow, or you're helping a society or a charity or whoever it is that you want to use your value to grow. And so actually carving out that time so that you can then, you know, I'm quite fond of a piece of paper. I know we all live in an electronic world, but there is something about, actually, that's exactly right. You know, I can see Debbie holding up a white piece of paper and a pad, and it's exactly that, you know, writing it down. There is something about the physicality about writing it down also makes you believe in it as well.
Yeah, it's a great grounding, thinking about the value that you bring, isn't it? Because I think so often for our audience, they're at the stage in their lives where they're going to be thinking about job titles. What job title do I look for? What job do I apply for? Where do my studies lead to in terms of what jobs I can put myself forward for? Whereas actually, when you flip it on its head about, well, what value do I bring? It's not about, do you know chartered accountancy? It's not about, do you know commodity investments? It's about knowing yourself as a person. And are you a teacher? Are you a connector? Are you an organizer? Are you a leader? Are you a team builder? So it kind of flips the conversation on its head around, you're not a job title, you're a fully formed human. When has it been important to you to speak up about the value that you bring? Is there a time in your career where you've had to fly that flag for yourself of, hey, I'm over here and this is what I can do and this is what I can bring?
I think that Heraclitus said, was it 2,000 years ago, that change is the only constant. Mm-hmm. And I think that we all recognise that whatever industry you are in or whatever business that you are in, you know, organisations go through a huge amount of change. And you can either worry about change, or you can be prepared for change. And the preparedness, if that's a word, for change is about actually when those change moments come up, either divestments or your merging parts of the organization, or actually we're thinking about restructuring it. On those particular moments, yes, those have been the moments when actually I've stood up and talked about the value that I have brought to the organization, the value that I have brought with the teams and how those teams have then performed. And subsequently through that, that has meant that when we have been through change problems, actually I have either landed roles where I am getting skill acquisition, or I've landed roles where I've got a promotion. But most importantly, passing that message down onto my teams on the last round of big change that we had in the organization, every one of my DRs actually took on bigger, broader roles. So me standing up and delivering and recognizing and standing up in a moment of change, my value to the organization, is a message and a set of skills I'd already passed down to my team, so that my own team were able to stand up and do exactly the same things for themselves. And so therefore they stood out against others in the pack, and they too took on bigger, broader roles.
In this section of the podcast, we're going to deep dive into how you can use this skill of recognising the value you bring in CVs, interviews, assessment centres, when you're in the workplace. We've already touched on a lot of these things, but one thing that I did want to ask, and it's sort of, you wouldn't necessarily think of it when you think of this topic, but one skill that I really had to learn being early in career was understanding how I wanted to be recognised by other people and how I communicated that to my managers and other teams and colleagues around me. So, for example, do you feel appreciated or recognised by a bonus or a written message or a social media post about you from your manager? How do you have those conversations with your managers and leadership teams?
I always think that honesty and manners are two things that are often not talked about in business, to be perfectly honest. And I think that when you have a conversation, the person across the table from you is also an individual, is also a human as well. You know, and I think we sometimes put up these imaginary barriers that aren't actually there. And actually, if you said to somebody, actually, you know, I've done the following things, you know, the outcome is this. This is what it's delivered for the business. This is what it's delivered for the customer, or this is what it's delivered for our internal colleagues. On the back of that, I would like to be, you know, considered for, you know, A, what do I need to do to be able to get promotion? B, what do I need to do to be able to considered for, you know, an extra bonus? Or C, actually, if we're going to use social media, actually, I would like this to be a positive way in terms of how, you know, my contribution and my presence will be communicated more widely, you know, with other organisations, you know, leading to, you know, how we build up those relationships. So I often think clarity, honesty, and just being polite are actually okay. And I think that people put up these barriers. It's important that if you are worried, though, about having one of those conversations, the mirror is your friend. And that, you know, I don't know how many of you would have been in the bathroom as teenagers. I certainly was, with my hairbrush singing along to Wham. I think I've just got my own age on myself there now. I still do a lot of singing with a hairbrush, much to my children's annoyance. But actually, practicing in front of a mirror, just saying the words out loud, makes them become second nature.
Yeah, that's amazing advice. I'm going to do that. I'm going to go home and practice in the mirror now. Pretty well for the future. future.
I don't talk in the mirror, but I've definitely had a chat in my wardrobe many times. Talking to myself
wardrobe.
In the wardrobe. Yeah.
When you have your CV, for example, how do you show on a written CV the value that you're bringing to projects? So, for example, metrics of success, references, people references about your character and so on. What do you look for, Alexandra, when you're hiring into your teams?
It's always about the what and the how. That shouldn't be a surprise to many people. But, what was the project? What did you do? How did you contribute to the wider piece? And what was your collaboration piece? And what was the outcome and who felt the outcome? You know, what did it mean for the organization that you were working for? But also, what did it mean for the customer, or what did it mean for the third party? So those metrics on what and how you personally contributed to all of those elements.
Now we're going to move away from this section about CVs and interviews. Debbie, I know you've got a really great question around this topic before we close out this episode, so I'll let you go ahead and ask.
Thanks, Rhiannon. So Alex, wanted to get your thoughts on something that people find very difficult. I find this very difficult, and I know that early in career folks will be the same, is how to show yourself as assertive, not aggressive. And I say this as a Scottish person with a Scottish accent who constantly gets accusations of aggressiveness just because I'm Glaswegian. But, when we're pushing for the recognition we deserve, do you have any tips for the audience on how to come across assertively and not tipping over that line into what could be seen as aggressive?
I think there's another A in here. There's assertive, aggression, and there's anger. And I think that assertiveness is about, we talked earlier about clear communication, a clear articulation of your thoughts, a clear articulation of your asks. When it tips into aggression, the conversation is normally not coming from a good place. And more often than not, there is some anger behind that. And when you start to think about anger versus clear articulated communication, it then becomes more about how is the other person on the other side of the conversation going to be feeling about the conversation.
Yeah.
In any conversation, in any negotiation, you need to take into account the person on the other side of the table, the other person on the other side of the WebEx, the other person on the other side of the phone. And once you start to take into consideration their needs as well as your own, you can absolutely have a clearly articulated conversation where you can be assertive, but then it doesn't come across as being, rude or offensive or angry, which none of those things have a place in the workplace. So clear articulation, think it through, think about the person on the other side, and make sure that your communication is coming from the right place. And then remember to stay calm. Especially when you're passionate about something, and if that passion is balancing or moving towards anger, the most important thing is to stay calm. So if you need to do, a 60-second meditation before you open your mouth, do that. Take a deep breath. Calm down. Make sure that you've got your emotions under control.
Before we close off this episode, which I think has been so insightful and so many answers from you, Alex, that you're not going to learn at school or even when you're in the industry. Nobody tells you how to come across as assertive, not aggressive. Nobody tells you how to sit and have those difficult conversations on telling people how you want to be recognized. So I think there's been some really great advice here. And if you've got any more advice to add, now is the time. So I'd like to ask you for any tips for anybody listening, either on this topic or just in general as they're exploring the STEM industry.
For me, I'm an energetic, passionate person. And I think that finding your passion is so important. especially when it about when you're coming to work. You know, we spend a lot of our time, you know, in an office, or we spend a lot of time with customers. And I think it's really important. I've always thought that it's really important that I do the things that I love, the things that I'm naturally good at them. And then, you know, knowing what I love and knowing what I'm naturally good at, I then work really, really hard at them for that to become, you know, my winning formula as it is. You know, at BT, I run our dyslexic network. I am dyslexic. I think differently to others. And as a consequence of that, you know, I process information. I think about things in a divergent, creative and a lateral way that others don't. And so on the back of that, I know that I love being a change agent. I know I love innovation. And that comes from, you know, that love and passion that that I have. And that's what makes me flourish as a as an individual with 21st century skills that perhaps in another era people wouldn't necessarily recognize. So lean into what you love, lean in to that passion, and actually you certainly will succeed.
I love that. I love that amazing piece of advice to end on. Thank you so much for taking the time to join us today. I know you're super busy. I mean, we've heard from your career history at the start, so thank you for sitting down with us.
Yeah, thanks so much, Alex. Really appreciate your time, insight, expertise. And we'd love to just hear your story. It shows how varied a career people can have. And with our audience being that early in career kind of focus at the moment, it's great for them to be able to kind of picture the journey that they can start to go on.
Perfect. Well, that was, I've loved speaking to Debbie. I've loved speaking to you, Rhiannon, and I'm really hoping that all the ladies in Cisco absolutely flourish so that actually very, very shortly we meet parity in the tech world and have 50% men and women in the workforce.
Here. Hello, my name is Tony Gribben and I'm the Managing Director for Cisco's commercial business here in the UK. I trust you enjoyed the podcast. For me, being able to recognise the value that you bring is so important. We're all unique. We've all got unique skill sets, capabilities and qualities. And being able to understand those and the value that those can bring to you and to organisations is the first thing I'd invite you to consider. I'd invite you to think about having a clear message and a clear narrative that you can share with others about you. In life, we're always going to have to sell ourselves and differentiate ourselves, especially in the corporate world. So having that clear, concise message is incredibly important. So please be confident in who you are, the skill sets and capabilities that you have, the value that you believe you will bring, and be uber confident in sharing that with other people. I'd just like to wish you the best of luck and your future endeavours, and hope you all have a happy and successful future career.